Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks leaned on a balanced attack to dump the Hawks last night, 123-112, and take a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Antetokounmpo was out with a hyperextended left knee, but the Bucks are just one win away from reaching the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974. In Major League Baseball, it was a good day for the Red Sox yesterday. Boston pummeled the Royals 15-1. Meanwhile, the Braves outlasted the Mets 4-3. The Mariners took down the Blue Jays 7-2, and the Dodgers defeated the Nationals 6-2. The Yankees and Angels were rained out in New York, as were the Phillies and Marlins in Philadelphia. In MLB news, the All-Star Game is set. Padres outfielder Fernando Tatis Jr. will be among the starters for the National League, while Blue Jays outfielder Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will represent the American League. They are among 9 first-time All-Stars to start the July 13th game at Colorado's Coors Field. Meanwhile, the Dodgers say pitcher Trevor Bauer is still on track to start Sunday against the Nationals despite a police inquiry. Police in Pasadena, California are investigating claims by a woman who says Bauer assaulted her. Under the league's domestic violence policy, Commissioner Rob Manfred has the power to place a player on administrative leave while allegations are investigated. At Wimbledon yesterday, Coco Gauff advanced to the third round with a 6-4, 6-3 victory over Elena Vesnina. Ash Barty, Roger Federer, Daniel Medvedev, Alexander Zverev, and Matteo Berrettini also won. Number 3 Elena Svitolina was notably knocked out by Magda Linette, 6-3, 6-4. Lastly, in NFL news, the league has fined the Washington football team $10 million after a months-long investigation found the organization's workplace, quote, highly unprofessional, end quote, especially for women. Owner Dan Snyder is stepping away from day-to-day operations for several months after the inquiry revealed that ownership and senior officials paid little attention to sexual harassment and other workplace issues. Snyder says his wife, Tanya, will be in charge for the next several months. I'm Jesse King.